This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 579. How are you feeling? How to talk about and ask about health in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Your health is important. How do you bring up the topic in conversation? How do you ask others about their health in English? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's going on, Michelle? Happy Tuesday to you.
Thank you. Happy Tuesday to you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm settling back into my life here in Cambridge, back from my summer trip. So feeling very fulfilled. And I just had my 35th birthday. So feeling good about that.
Oh, wait. What was the date again?
August 3rd.
Oh, yes. Correct. Right. Okay. Good. Well, happy birthday.
You were confused because we were recording this at the end of July. So you were just a little bit confused there. But yeah, no, birthdays, good stuff, summertime. And I hope, Michelle, you can relax in the month of August and take it easy because you've been working hard.
Yes, and so have you. And even though you were traveling around, I know you had All Ears English on the mind.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And today we have a really cool question from a listener, and I love it when we get questions from listeners. So, guys, if you have a question, send your question in to lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and we're going to feature your question on the show, okay? But first, I want to let our listeners know, remind you guys that we do have the transcripts available from today's episode. If you go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts.
Do it.
Okay. So today, Michelle, we have a question from Yoko, and we won't even talk about the question. We'll just go right into the question. We'll just read the question. Michelle,
okay.
Can you read the question?
The official question reader. So here we go.
You pretty much are. Yeah, you are.
Okay. Hi, my name is Yoko, your new listener. Hi, Yoko. I really love your podcast. I have a question. I always text my American friend, who was my host mother a long, long time ago, and talk about how I feel today or how her migraine is, etc. I try to express my health condition, but I am not sure if I am choosing the right words. So I want to know expressions you Americans often use to describe how you feel physically and mentally, like feeling ill or something like that. Thank you. Thank you, Yoko.
Now, I think this is a really good question because It always goes back to the typical American question, how are you, right?
Yes.
And what's the problem with that question, Michelle?
Is that you're not asking it like really wanting to know the answer.
Right. Not everyone is. Some people are. Like, some people do want you to go into detail, and with some people, you should, like, your partner, your parents, your siblings, maybe, right?
That's true. But, like, the typical passing someone on the street, like, it's really just a part of our cultural script.
Yeah. It's just a greeting, and it kind of bothers me when people say that it means that we're superficial as a culture. I don't think that's what it is. I think that it's just a greeting. That's all it is. And if you understand that that's all it is, it doesn't make the culture superficial because we say that, right? That's my opinion.
I think it's a way of being polite, and it's just, I don't know. I think it's just so ingrained in people. I don't think anyone takes it in a superficial way. It's just kind of like, hey, what's up? Nothing. Okay, good. You, me. Okay.
Exactly. So some ways to answer that. So if it is a very kind of superficial connection, just an acquaintance or someone in passing, you might just say, they say, how are you? You say, doing good. And you? Or what's something else, Michelle, you might say?
You might say, great. How about you?
Okay. So that's simple. But then when we want to go into a bit more detail, you know, if you do it to the wrong person, we'd call that TMI, right? Too much information. I love that acronym. Right.
Me too.
But in this case, Michelle, it sounds like Yoko wants to know legitimate detail about how to go into information about your health, right? Mm-hmm. How to really talk, assuming that we're talking to the right person. That's why we're going into this piece, guys. So if we're sitting down across the table from the person who wants the details on our health, then that's great. But just make sure we're talking to the right person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then the way we can know that the person wants to hear is that they're, you know, sending us certain signals, making eye contact, listening, sitting down, kind of reciprocating in the conversation. Yeah.
Right. It's also just about where you are, the body language. Like if you're passing someone in the hall, it's a lot different than if you're sitting down to lunch with a friend, right?
Oh, yeah, that's huge. So then let's just jump into what we could say. I mean, Yoko asked how to talk about your health if you have a problem or how to ask someone else about their health. Okay. So we're going to give you guys a couple phrases to do both. So let's do it. So perfect. Michelle, what's the first way that you might ask someone about their health?
Okay. The first way is, so how have you been feeling?
Okay. I like this. Do you like this one?
I like this. I think this is pretty natural. Yeah, I think it sounds good. I would say
I think it's pretty natural and pretty neutral at the same time. You know, it's good. It's simple, easy, open-ended. And another one we could say is, how is everything with your health?
Right. And I think this one is, you know, you want to be careful. This one's a tiny bit more direct. So maybe you want to be a little bit more careful who you say this to. I would say this more to a close friend.
Yeah, I would say this is... Yeah, I just think that this one is, because it is directly asking about the person's health, it's a question you want to have with someone that you've already had that conversation, had a conversation about their health, and you know that something's going on.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So that's good. Okay, what's the next one, Michelle? Hey guys, the best way to take All Ears English from fun entertainment to a true learning tool is to get the transcripts. You can use your transcripts with your English tutor to really make this an opportunity to move yourself to the advanced level. Get your transcripts at allearsenglish.com/transcripts. See you there.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
The next one is, are you feeling any better?
Okay, so again, that's where you know something's wrong, and are you feeling any better, right? That's something you could say to a close friend. I could see that. That makes sense.
Right. That one to me sounds like it's more if you know your friend has like a short-term illness, you know, like if you know that it's just, they had a cold or something. But I wouldn't necessarily, if, you know, knock on wood, it's something more serious, I would use maybe the second one or the first one. Are you feeling any better? To me sounds more like, I heard you had a headache. How's it going? You know what I mean?
It's almost like, and it could, if it's used with the wrong tone of voice, it could have the connotation of, oh, did you get over that problem yet? Right? You know, so that's why obviously, yeah, if someone's got like cancer, yeah, we need to know the person we're talking to as well and to know how sensitive they are about the question. But yeah, these phrases do have nuances, but guys, you can start experimenting with them. That's really the only way to gain these new phrases into your vocabulary is to experiment with them. You know, and we kind of have to risk making those mistakes. We take the risk of saying it wrong or saying it in the wrong place, but that's the only way we learn. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, think about how you can use these with certain people. Some people don't want to talk about these things, so you have to read the situation. So,
yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay. So, good questions.
So then Yoko also asked, you know, how do you respond? And then we're going to go into a bit of a cultural tip here, from American culture, but let's just throw out some phrases here to just kind of neutrally respond. So what would you say?
The first one is, I'm not feeling so hot these days.
Yeah. So all of these phrases are actually assuming that something's wrong with our health. And this is what we would say.
Right. Okay. Right. Not feeling so hot.
Yeah, I'm not feeling so hot these days, right? I kind of like that because not so hot. It's kind of sounds kind of interesting. It's a bit colorful, the language there, right?
Yeah, I like it. It's, I don't know why, but I like it. I mean, I don't like that somebody is not feeling so hot, but I like the words. I think the words are expressive and very natural, and well, I would say these for sure.
Yeah. And I would also say, you know, guys, if you're taking the IELTS exam, a big piece is being able to use different expressions, different idioms, and going out of the normal vocabulary that other students are using. And to do that, to get yourself that 7 that you want. So saying something like, oh, I'm not feeling so hot would definitely impress the examiner. So that's just a side note there, guys. And we do have a lot of material to help you get ready for your IELTS exam. And you can go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com to get that. So Michelle, let's jump into the next phrase. What would that be?
The next phrase is, I've been better or just been better, right? You don't need to say I've.
Yeah. Been better, right? Been better. Or I've been better.
Yeah.
Just kind of an everyday phrase.
Yeah, I agree. So, it means basically there have been better days, but maybe this isn't, I don't know. It depends on how you say it.
Right. Okay. And the next one, what is it?
I haven't been feeling so great lately.
So again, I mean, do you use this one sometimes, Michelle, in your vocabulary? What would you say?
I might use the I'm not feeling so hot lately. Like I might do a little combination. I don't know if I would say I haven't been. But I could see somebody saying this. It just may be that I'm not saying it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's definitely common. And the last one is, I like this one actually, because this again is kind of using the word battling in an interesting way. So you say, I'm still battling these migraines, right? Or I'm still battling these stomach aches. Or I'm still battling these, whatever, this pain I have. I like that. I think that's very kind of, you're painting a picture with the language you're using.
Yeah. You're fighting it. It sounds like you're fighting it physically. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think this one's a really unique one, like a really good one, Lindsay, that you've come up with here. So, I like it.
Yeah. Michelle, do you think that in American culture, when we talk about our health, that we tend to kind of end on a positive note? Like, what do you think? What do you think about that whole question?
I think that we do have a tendency to always want to make things seem not as bad as they really are. Maybe to seem a little bit optimistic. Yeah. It depends, you know, on the situation. But I think that we're kind of... there's this outlook of like, we have to be thankful for everything we have. And that's a good outlook to have. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good outlook to have as long as we're not like ignoring actions that we have to take. Like as long as we're not ignoring reality, you know, if something's really wrong, we're just painting like a pretty picture. But I think it's definitely a cultural a bit of a cultural value that we tend to kind of finish off our statements a lot of times in a positive way. I think it's kind of funny, but I like that about this culture. And I also don't like that.
You know,
just not to say something like, oh yeah, I'm battling this thing. It's really pretty serious, but I'm trying to stay positive. That's something I would hear a lot around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say like, I'm battling this, but at least, I think we did an episode on saying, but at least once, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, we have done an episode on at least. So guys, if you go to allearsenglish.com and you type at least into the search bar, you'll find that. But what would you say, Michelle? So I'm battling this problem, this disease.
I'm battling some back pain, but at least, I can use a rolly suitcase to carry my books.
Yeah. But at least I can still go to work every day, or at least, you know, these painkillers are working, right? We're always looking for something positive. I think it's kind of funny. Guys, I would love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you. And we want to know if in your culture, it's kind of a norm to do that at the end of when you're talking about these scary, sometimes scary things like diseases or sicknesses. Yeah. Is it common to kind of finish off in that with that positive note? I would be really interested to hear. So guys, come back to allearsenglish.com and type in the search bar. Michelle, what episode is this? It's 579. Wow, 579. That's nuts.
I know.
Okay. So what else, Michelle? Any other thoughts on this topic?
I think that, you know, a lot of times we talk about sicknesses and we talk about to fight or to battle or to beat, right? And I think there's this idea of like, we're really like going against it. And I think, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of bad illnesses in the world. And it's an interesting way to look at it as you're physically fighting. And people do fight these illnesses. And gosh, I gotta be thankful for your health.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You can tell a lot about a culture by the way that they talk about illness and by the way that they deal with it. Like that's another big piece, right? We're always saying, oh, I'm fighting cancer. I'm battling cancer. I'm going to beat this cancer, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very aggressive kind of attitude that we take towards sicknesses. Mm-hmm. And I would ask our listeners again to come back and let us know, do you have that kind of language when you talk about disease, or is it something else? Is it more of like being with it? I don't know. It's fascinating. This is a huge topic, but I mean, I'm glad that Yoko asked this question so we could get into this.
Yeah, great, great question. And everyone stay healthy.
Stay healthy so that you don't have to use these phrases.
Exactly. We wish you good health. So anyway, guys, well, thank you, Lindsay, for chatting about this with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. And thank you to Yoko from Japan, I'm guessing, for asking this question. It was a really good question. And we appreciate it. Yeah. Guys, again, if you have questions, send them to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and ask your questions.
Yes. All right. Well, Lindsay, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Michelle. Talk to you soon. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.